This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joining us on the line from Sydney is the Director of Children's Medical Research Institute, Roger Riddell. Roger, welcome to Joy.
Thank you, Chris.
Roger, I guess let's start off with what is the Children's Medical Research Institute?
So it's a research institute that's been going for 55 years now, studying, as the name implies, children's diseases. So the whole basis of this is trying to understand how our bodies develop, how embryos develop, to understand what causes birth defects, what causes things to go wrong in disease, and ultimately how to fix it.
Fantastic. And now you're a director there. Does that mean you're both are you in research or just in governance?
Both. So I've got two full-time jobs. One is running one of the cancer research labs here, and the other is being the CEO.
Okay, cool. So the reason, I guess, that we wanted to have you on today is that genetic research, particularly around birth defects and that sort, and other types of aggressive types of cancers, all of these things are all things that happen a lot to do with genetics, and that's where the studies come in. That's what's happening tomorrow that we can help with, and that's Genes for Genes Day.
Absolutely. So lots of childhood diseases do have an inherited or genetic cause. So that's hence the name of the Genes for Genes campaign.
So tell us a little bit about how long the association has been with Genes for Genes Day and CMRI.
Yeah, 20 years.
So
Genes for Genes, this is its 20th anniversary year.
Okay, so and it's always been directly associated with the Medical Research Institute.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, and it's I think most people know the name Genes for Genes, and they know the campaigns. But I think maybe perhaps it's become a little bit too familiar, that maybe we're not taking as much notice of it as we perhaps used to.
Maybe. It's a catchy name, and most people see it as a fun day, a fun campaign, an opportunity to give the medical research, and most, a lot of people are happy to leave it at that. But if they would like to know more about what Genes for Genes supports, go to the Genes for Genes website, and there's a lot more details there. But it supports things like coming up with genetic therapies for inherited disease, cancer research, which I've mentioned already, study of embryonic development and birth defects, and also neurosciences, so particularly around epilepsy and other related disorders in children.
Are there any particular advances or successes that we've had in the last 20 years that you could sort of directly associate with, the ongoing funding of the CMRI?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, look, one really good example of that is our gene therapy unit, which is it's a lab that works in very close collaboration with Children's Hospital next door, and what they've been working on, along with colleagues all around the world, but they've been working on what sounds like science fiction, and that is the ability to deliver a normal copy of a gene into tissues which are infected by an inherited disease. So, for example, kids who might have very serious condition that's apparent a few days after birth because of liver disease, developing the therapy to deliver a normal copy of the gene that's mutated in those kids to hopefully all of the cells in the liver. And the progress that's been made on that has been steady and really quite spectacular. There are clinical trials in place for gene therapy in kids and we're going to see a lot more of it in the future.
I mean, that sort of research and having more and more success in that can have ramifications in so many areas of treatment.
That's absolutely right. I mean, that's a really good point, because each of the inherited diseases, many of them are just very rare. But the thing is, if you can develop the technology to deal with it, then it can be progressively rolled out for, lots of different conditions. Hopefully for things like cancer and many other conditions as well. So, the investment in research in these areas can pay off in lots of other areas, and some of them quite unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good figures that I've got here. $2 buys enough crucial enzymes to test the blood of one patient for aggressive types of cancers. $5 buys a plastic 96-in-1 test tube to screen 96 potential epilepsy drugs at once. These are all real, tangible benefits of supporting things like Genes for Genes Day.
That's right. Look, I mean, I guess the point is every dollar, every $2, every $5, they all count. It takes a lot of those, but all of them add up and they add up to, steady progress. It's an investment in things that are going to last. So the things that have been done by the Institute and, of course, by many other medical research institutes, they are the things that have been done in the past are the treatments of today. The things that we take for granted, the amazing medical advances that have been made in our lifetimes have all come from medical research, pure and simple. Now, we expect when we turn up to hospital, we get first-rate care. It's all on the basis of medical research. And, of course, we've got to be putting in the hard work now for the big advances of tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So, once again, Genes for Genes Day is actually, the big day is tomorrow. If people want to support the day and financially contribute, what's the best way to do that?
Well, so they can go to the Genes for Genes website. Genes for Genes into the search engine.
Yep.
You get there, you can donate on the day or today or the day after, anytime. You can buy merchandise in offices, clubs. There are lots of participating retailers, locations all around the country, shopping centres, train stations. We've got thousands of volunteers out there manning those locations. So it'd be fantastic if you could drop by and make a donation.
Fantastic. So everybody needs to know, tomorrow's the day to be wearing your jeans. Show your jeans for support, but actually remember to make a donation as well.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Roger. Thanks for joining us today. Very interesting stuff. I hope it all goes well tomorrow and into the future for all our benefits.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
That's Roger Riddell joining us here on Joy. He's the director of the Children's Medical Research Institute in Sydney. It is Genes for Genes Day tomorrow. Support it if you can.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.